Severe storms hit the Midwest yesterday. They dropped as much as 10 inches of rain on central Indiana and caused tornadoes in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Coast Guard had to evacuate a hospital south of Indianapolis when the surrounding roads were flooded. Tornadoes touched down near Chicago, damaging several homes and overturning trucks. At least one person was injured. At least six people in central and southeastern Wisconsin were injured when a storm tore roofs off houses and brought down trees and power lines. A California county clerk has announced that her office will stop performing weddings a few days before she and her counterparts begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reports.
Clerk Ann Barnett of Kern County in California's Central Valley says she's concerned that her office would be overwhelmed with requests to perform gay weddings when they're permitted on June 17th. So as of June 13th, the office will stop conducting civil marriage ceremonies for heterosexual couples, and that policy will continue for all couples indefinitely. The office will issue marriage licenses to both straight and gay couples. An attorney for a conservative organization that opposes gay marriage has confirmed that it would provide Barnett with legal assistance if she asked. Gay rights organizations say they don't have a problem with Kern County halting the practice of conducting marriage ceremonies as long as it's for all couples. County clerks anticipate long lines starting June 17th as thousands of native and out-of-state gay couples obtain licenses and marry. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In horse racing, Da Tara won the Belmont Stakes. Big Brown had been favored to win and be the first Triple Crown winner in 30 years. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, whose Knowledge Center is where education leaders can go to learn about improving teaching and learning. Downloads at wallacefoundation.org.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Audie Cornish, in for Leanne Hansen.
Life is too short, time is too precious, and the stakes are too high.
After 16 months and more than 50 primary contests and caucuses, Senator Hillary Clinton ended her bid for the presidency. Her supporters, many of them women with daughters in tow, crowded the halls and balconies of the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C. There, Clinton not only closed the door on taking her hard-fought campaign any further, she unequivocally endorsed her former rival. She asked her supporters to do the same.
The way to continue our fight now, to accomplish the goals for which we stand, is to take our energy, our passion, our strength, and do all we can to help elect Barack Obama, the next president of the United States.
Clinton went on to mention Obama more than a dozen times in her nearly half-hour address, to modest applause. But it was when she spoke of what her presidential run meant to women that the crowd's cheers rose and tears fell. Clinton's campaign drew nearly 18 million voters, making her run the closest a woman has come to earning a party nomination.
Although we weren't able to shatter that highest, hardest glass ceiling this time, thanks to you, it's got about 18 million cracks in it. And the light is shining through like never before.
It wasn't the party she planned, Clinton said, but she sure liked the company. Whether they will follow her lead and back the presumptive nominee remains to be seen. Democratic strategist and Clinton campaign advisor Kiki McLean was there with her two daughters. I asked her if she thought Clinton supporters still harbored ill will over the disputed delegates in Florida and Michigan, or the way the campaign came to a close.
I think that they understand that she went through the process. Every state and the territories had a voice in this campaign, and I think that they'll join her. I think they'll follow her leadership in supporting Senator Obama, because I know that Democrats across the country are going to be talking about the issues that are so important to us and the kind of issues that Senator Clinton's been talking about.
But